Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing the past week show and also our interview with Teo and Leanne last Sunday. Make sure you check us out on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and we're also on Facebook at Diva of Days of Our Lives, and you can find us on iTunes, and you can listen to make sure you listen to Teo and Leanne's interview. That was a lot of fun. And you can also check out all our other interviews here on Blog Talk Radio, and hopefully we'll be having some more and sometime. And with us we have Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Okay. Where can we find you on Twitter?
At RXJDK at Twitter.
Okay, and I'm Marianne, and you can find me at Mama Hooch on Mama underscore Hooch on Twitter. And we also have Anna with us tonight. Yay, she made it. Hi, Anna.
Hello. You can find me at Coffee Hooch on Twitter. Hey there.
Okay. Hi. And make sure to check out at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. And you can also check out at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Kill Trip USA, Ian Buchanan. And I think that's it. I guess maybe we can start off with our interview we had last Sunday with Teo Penglis and Leanne Huntley, which was a fun time, except we had, at the beginning, I saw my music stopped right away, but for some reason, Blog Talk was acting up last week, and the music just kept playing and playing. I think it played for like over a minute, and it was so funny. Oh. The music's playing, and as the music's playing, Leanne calls in. And she says, "Oh, that's definitely, you know, she recognized the music." We're talking a little bit, and I says, "I don't know, Leanne. I'm trying to get the music going up," and finally it stopped. And then Teo calls in, you know. In the middle of all that. And it's like I had this whole introduction ready, you know, and I was starting to say, but I couldn't get the music to stop, you know, to do my introduction. So by that time they come on and he says, "What an introduction." And I said, let's might as well just start. So, yeah. But it was fun. They're really a good sport. And poor Leanne got dropped twice. We lost her twice.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But then she did say, and she called back, and she called back both times. And I know we had problems with her. I think our very first interview with her, and we kind of had some problems. So Blog Talk hasn't improved after all those years. You know, they haven't really improved much.
Thanks.
But she did say that she has trouble other times with her cell service where she's at.
Oh, okay.
So, so sometimes her own calls.
Yeah.
Get dropped. So she says maybe it's not all your on your end because we weren't losing anybody else. You know, we didn't lose Teo and we didn't lose anyone else.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I'm dying to. That sounds like I was so sad I couldn't be there.
Yeah.
But it just didn't work out for me. But sounds like you guys.
I totally forgot. I was so mad. I remembered Tuesday night. I'm like, oh, damn.
We were sending out reminders on there. Like, we were trying to, like, put it on Facebook and put it on Twitter. And I know people get busy, and forget things. Me too, so I know how it is. But, they were all very, Leanne's very great. It was lovely. That was nice talking to her again,
Did you manage to talk to her for a while? Out of them? Did you manage to get Teo slip?
He was talking about being on, and he said for 30 episodes that they're on, that he had mentioned. So they're back for a little bit. They're back for a while. Yeah, and of course, by that time, by the time we had our show, the spoilers were all out there that he's Tony.
Yeah.
So
right.
He more or less then could talk about it being Tony, because we weren't sure, and we thought, oh, he could just be mysterious. But anymore, the spoilers came out. You know,
kind of pisses me off when they spoil things like that.
Yeah,
I hate
because
spoilers.
If you watched Friday's show, with Nicole going in, if we didn't know, that would have been a good spoiler, because it showed him in his, in a wheelchair, and as it panned back, you saw, like, on the AD on his robe. So that could have meant been a big mystery.
Andre,
like, okay,
or Anthony. Yeah.
Or Anthony, right. But then So that would have been even more exciting that way. But they told, I mean, of course, callers come in, and Tao always likes to talk to the fans. You know, he always likes to take phone calls. Sometimes he'd rather, and that's kind of what our show is kind of a little bit different. Like, sometimes he'll be on shows where they just interview him and don't take a lot of callers. But ours is where we try to have the fans come in and talk to him.
Yeah.
Just talk to him. Sometimes they don't ask questions.
We'd rather hear from them and let them connect with him and vice versa than to hear ourselves talk. So,
sometimes. Uh-huh. But I did ask some questions. I know, like, I kind of put it to them, like, you know, we all know why we love Tony and Anna and why they're still so popular after all these years. And we, you know, the fans, but I wanted to ask them what they thought about their characters and why every time they come back, people get excited and everything. So, that was nice to hear their responses and insights.
Yeah,
so that was one of the questions that I asked at the beginning. And
that's
everybody
great.
Had a lot of good questions. So, I'm trying to think of some other things. And I guess Tao behaves himself fairly well, you know. Because how he can go
Long gone are the days of the online chat that we used to have.
Uh-huh. I don't even think there was any naughty.
Remember?
What's that?
Oh, yeah, he got very naughty in those rooms when we used to have the online chat.
Oh, if you go back, if you want to listen to naughty Tao, go back to in the archives and do the earlier ones. Very
very
first ones that we did with Tao and Leanne. Or just Tao.
Or even like on his old website. I wonder if the chat, aren't the chats
the chat that Lee used to do.
And then there, anyway.
Those were fun. That was before, Twitter and Facebook.
That was before Twitter.
And it was before Tao was even computer savvy. He didn't even get on the computer. Yeah. You know, he would just call Lee, and then she would get on the computer, and we would get on there and chat. So that was, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
But, but it was
fun. I'm glad it went well.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. And maybe we could give a plug for Dish and Days tomorrow night, tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern. Tao and Leanne are going to be on Dish and Days with Tony and Mark. That ought to be, and they are hilarious. I mean, every time Tao goes on there, you know, Mark Friedman, you know, and Tony, and I guess, so that should be fun. So they're on there. So that, you know, so we'll have to see what he has to say. From what I understand, he's back. He's going to be on more next week, and then Leanne comes on the following week.
Cool.
Leanne will be on the following week, yeah.
See, I always knew, back on the Sony boards, when I used to say how in 2009 when he was, quote-unquote, killed off, and I was like, how humiliating to be to have death by chunk of wood. Oh, wood. Remember, I was like, chunk of wood. And I was so pissed. I was like pissed. If you're going to take a Demira out, you better do it right, you know? So I'm so glad to know that the chunk of wood didn't win.
And I guess and he kind of talked about that a little bit, how he's going to play Tony a little different. He says you're going to see, you know, he more or less what happened, because we're going to want to know what happened in these last 10 years. How did he survive that? how is he getting through that, and what is his person?
Wow.
Has it changed his personality? You know.
Ooh.
So yeah, so I'm sure because
we also have to think back. Remember Marlena's dream when she was dying or went to the other side for a bit? Well, you know, like they had the thing, you know, some of the things that she envisioned were things that actually kind of came true in one form or another, like, you know, Claire getting in trouble and, you know, all that stuff. So I'm thinking, okay, so were they trying to foreshadow for us that we would think it was Tony, but it's really Andre playing, you know, I don't know. It's like,
Who knows?
That could always change. Be able to tell the minute she kisses him.
Oh, yeah.
She should be able to tell.
Right.
That's how she felt.
Right.
So anyway.
Like they're saying it's Tony, but maybe it's Andre pretending to be Tony or what. You know, you just never know where the story's going to go or what. Is Andre alive out there somewhere? Is Andre still alive, too? Yeah. There's all kinds of possibilities, all kinds of things Ron could do with that. I did see that they have Teo on reoccurring. Well, we want him back permanently. He needs to be on contract.
Yeah. We want them both back.
And just recur.
Yeah.
So.
Well, see, but I'm kind of selfish because I love Kate and Andre. You know, I love Tony and Anna, but I love Kate and Andre. I wish they could do both. Wouldn't that be a kick in the head for Teo?
Yes, but I think Kate's going to be in the mix because he mentioned Lauren and he mentioned Stacy, and he's working with both of them. He's working with a lot of, you know, it'll be nice to see him now of course he'll be working with like Stefan and all that and Gabby and Stacy. So I'm thinking, that Kate's going to be in the mix. Yeah, that would be interesting, you know, to get her in the mix. I think it would be interesting to have Andre to come back too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those two couples.
Can you imagine Teo playing, having Kate and having Anna like to deal with all the have playing the two characters? Oh my gosh, he would probably be in Hollywood, wouldn't he?
Oh, I'm thinking so. Yeah, poor guy. Those two went. Yeah,
So, did you guys happen to talk about like when we last saw Anna? Was it in South America? When she like Calliope? They had that BS with Calliope and Rafe. Was that the last we saw scene of Anna, or where she was escaping or something, and Rafe was trying to find her? And there's something about her and Calliope, like kind of
I don't know. The last thing I remember was her and Roman. That's the last I remember when Anna was back.
Oh, that's right.
That might have been but I do remember what you're talking about.
Oh, that's right. She had Tony's urn, supposedly.
And that's what killed Andre.
Yeah. Yeah, supposedly.
Now, whose ashes are in there? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And how, it's all, you know, I guess, you know, he's back alive. That's what I'm waiting to see. I want to see how that is explained. I want to see how Teo plays that. Because, like, I don't know if he said that in also, there's two good interviews back-to-back this past Friday and Friday a week ago. Two different interviews with Teo, and he had, like, three pages. So this past interview was really good.
In Soap Opera Digest?
In Soap Opera Digest,
In both weeks, back-to-back? Oh, wow.
Yeah, back-to-back. Yeah, he had two different interviews. So
I got the one magazine. I got the one with his picture on it. But I didn't know there was another one that he had.
Yeah. So there's another one.
Oh.
And this past one is all kinds of questions about about working with Joe, about working with James Scott, about working with Leanne, about working with Lauren. He did talk about Lauren, about her sense of style and her fashion, and kind of like they both like to, you know, and that's how he does too.
Mm-hmm.
With characters and getting into the fashion and stuff. So be sure to check those out. I think somebody posted them on Twitter. If you can't get the magazine, you can kind of read that online. I don't know. Did we lose Jen? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Hi Jen. I got dropped.
Hi. Okay, I kind of looked at the dashboard again, and I'm there, wait a minute. Your little microphone wasn't lit up. Yeah. Okay. I have to try to.
Yeah.
Okay. See, Blog Talk's acting up again. I'm telling you. Oh, no.
Yep.
Okay. I'll have to keep an eye on that. All right. Well, we got you back.
Yeah.
So. Well,
question.
Anyway,
Was Days preempted on the whole East Coast or the whole country on Wednesday?
I think
just on the
here.
Just the East Coast.
Okay.
Yeah, they still played it because they didn't. Because I thought if they were going to be preempted of the whole country, that would push back everything.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't be on until Monday, but obviously it wasn't.
I read somewhere where
anybody in the East Coast probably would have to watch it online, but people on the West Coast would probably still get
it.
And they did.
Yeah, definitely cut into the show.
Yeah, but they didn't preempt the whole show. Sometimes they do. Like during the French Open and the whole country isn't seen
right.
It is not seen that day, but yeah.
Right, exactly.
But it was. Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, so it was if you get the chance, check out the interview. It was fun.
Definitely.
It always is. Hopefully maybe we can get them back maybe after they've been on a while. You know, and I see how the storyline goes and get them back and see what's going on. So.
Yeah. They need to help them.
Yeah. They're such a fan favorite, and all you see out there is positive comments, everywhere, about him coming back. So, so hopefully they'll listen this time. and write good for them and stuff. So I think what's going to be happening now is right now we're seeing this whole power struggle for CEO of Demira.
Yeah.
Because, Dr. – or what's his name? Mr. Shin?
Mr. Shin.
Yeah, he suspended Stefan as CEO. And so now they're looking for a new CEO, but it has to be a Demira. So this is what kind of I don't understand.
Or married to a Demira.
But the exact, thank you, that's Kate is the widow of a Demira.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, she's a widow.
Exactly.
So doesn't she qualify unless the, unless they have to be, I don't know, unless they have to be alive or whatever.
Yeah, but Anna qualifies too.
I'm not sure. Doesn't mean. So does
that's
Anna.
True.
Anna is also the widow of Tony. Right.
Yep.
So how that's, I know it's all for plot, but still, if you think about it, so you have to be married, you know, so why can't, right, automatically they should qualify. They need Kate to come storming in there and saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm a Demira, you know, I'm all Andre's wife or whatever. So I don't know, maybe that'll still happen. I think it's all going to, they're all going to be battling for this position, I think, is what's going to happen.
Technically, Jennifer, too. She was married to Peter.
No.
Oh, well, I hadn't thought about that.
So anyway, so Gabby comes up with this idea. Oh, we have to get married. We have to get married so I can, you know, of course, she's still trying to.
Yeah.
Get in there so she can take him down. She's falling in love with him. So
Oh yeah.
She's trying to play him. Whether Stefan's playing her too, I don't know. Or if he's really falling in love with her. So then we see Kristen as Nicole goes over to talk to Brady, and she's concerned. So she, you know, he wants her to come to Titan, but she wants him to help take down Demira. So she was trying to find a plan, something. She says, well, if I could be a dog. She says, well, and it was kind of, you almost were waiting for her to say that she was Kristen. She says, well, could I tell you that I, you know, that I could be a Demira? He kind of looks at her, and she said about, oh, I could be adopted or whatever. And he says, oh, I don't think Stefan's going to adopt you. And she says, well, I could always marry a Demira. And he says, what do you mean, marry a Demira? He says, EJ's with Sammy and Chad's with Abigail. And he says, and Tony and Andre are dead. So
and nobody seems Stefano.
Yeah. And no one's seen Stefano. Yeah, he kind of brought up just about everybody. And so then you, after that, you see her right at the end. It says Chicago. And she goes into this hotel room in Chicago, opens the door, and it shows them at the back of a man sitting in a wheelchair. And all they do is, like, pan around, and Teo did not even say a word. It just shows his face. And you can just see the expression on his face was, like, pain and just, you know, there's something going on. And that was it. That was that's how it ended on Friday. So I guess we'll be hearing more. And I heard in the spoilers that Kristen wants to marry Tony. That's the thing. So, and how she can marry Tony when actually Tony's still married to Anna. They were still married at the time he was killed. So that should be interesting. So, but anyway, that's what's going on with the whole Demira thing and the Tony coming back. And so did anybody get to see Susan and Kristen meet up?
Yep.
Before Kristen got her mask back, she dressed up as Susan. And
yep.
Then the real Susan came.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had Will and Sonny. So the real Susan shows that she has a permit for this gun.
Yep.
So they
give her a permit.
Susan, yeah, I know. So they give her the gun back. And then she runs into Kristen as Susan. And they look at each other. And she pulls a gun on her. And they're back and forth, and Kristen finally convinces her that she is their other sister, the sister.
Yeah, Mary Moya.
Mary Moya, yeah. So, and she, and Susan bought that, so,
yeah,
that was fun. I was laughing the whole time. They were hysterical. She was both, yeah. She plays that part just like, I don't know, as well or better than Eileen Davidson. I don't know.
Definitely.
Sometimes
I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I have to say I prefer Eileen Davidson's Kristen to Stacey Kristen, but I like her Susan. I like her Susan.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I told you guys she plays a good nut.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Yep.
And she's funny with Xander. Xander, he's kind of like another, like, he's got chemistry with, like, everybody.
Oh, my God, I saw him with Eve. They would be perfect together.
Oh, yeah, they would be good together. He was good. So what did you think? Do you think he really switched that with sugar water? Or Jack Lilly got the serum? You think he got this? He didn't. He pulled a fast one on Eve.
Yeah.
And gave the serum is really real that she injected.
Probably.
Into him. Yeah. Yeah. So what did you think of the fight? The big fight with Jack and Eve.
Oh yes.
Yeah. They do have some good scenes together. You know, they are kind of. They are good together. When he, of course, he came in and found her burning his diary. And she kind of, you know, and then it all kind of came together. You know, that she was just using him.
Yeah.
And so he told her he wanted a divorce. And then she threatens to throw she has the real serum, and she told him. She came in and she said, well, I had it switched and you don't really have the real stuff. And she says, and I'm going to, but I don't know if she's, I think she's going to eventually break it. Didn't show it on Friday, but I think she does. Yeah.
Does this mean we're not going to see Dr. Shaw again? I like him.
Okay. How do you like old Jennifer? Come on, that poor. She did it to him three times. She basically
poor guy.
Made a date with him and then stood him up. I'm thinking about Jack. Because, you know, finally she was going to say, okay, I'm done. She says, Jack, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
He told her he wasn't going to take the serum. Well, he goes and tells JJ, of course, that he did. JJ runs into Jennifer, tells Jennifer that he did, but she still goes out with Dr. Shaw and is kind of dreaming about Jack while she's out with Dr. Shaw. Yeah, I know.
He'd be good with Hope.
Yeah, he could be, yeah. So yeah. I don't know if they just brought him back. They brought him back for just that little thing, or if they're going to, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with him. But I thought that was interesting.
Of course, I love Ted and Hope, and I'm pissed.
You like Ted and Hope?
Yes.
I don't know. I just, I like Ted. I do. I mean, he's grown on me. I like Ted. I like Ted and Kate, too. I like them together when they were, like, caught in the...
caught in the
room.
Yeah.
Bell together. They were together.
They were funny. I loved it when they were having flashbacks of their... their moments. Their close moments.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did that champagne bath. And in the champagne, that was pretty good, yeah. Let's see. Oh, then we had a scene with Kate and Stefan. Stefan came to confront Kate, like, why are you lying? He's trying to see if he could get something out of Kate, but she wasn't budging. And then I think Greg
I'm glad, quote unquote, Nicole wasn't there when Kate went by. Like, shoot. It's like, she doesn't need to be falling into that trap.
No.
Right. No.
I think Xander's hiding the mask from her and everything is cracking me up.
Okay. We talked a little bit about that last week. Yeah. About that Mexican wrestling mat.
That was hilarious. But
you can talk about it.
I watched 2 weeks worth of scenes together, so I don't know when whatever happened, I've enjoyed seeing Kate almost every day. That was nice.
Yes.
And I love that. It was hilarious when she was snarky. I don't know if this is last week or this week, but when she was snarky about Hope to Ted in the hospital and stuff.
Oh, yes. Yes.
She's so funny. Her little digs and jabs. Snarky. I love it. Love that, Kate.
Yeah. And then she hits Sarah over the head.
Oh, yeah.
With the ice bucket.
That was awful. I was like, oops. Like, this is getting off to a rocky daughter-in-law situation.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the whole Sarah, Eric, Rex? Is everybody just, not tired of this? Like, stop already? Let's end this?
I've been fast-forwarding through that.
How long has this gone on?
But I'm so bored that I'm just like, I really was just fast forwarding it through some of the stuff to see Kate, mostly Kate's stuff. But I'm going to go back and watch them. But I'm just kind of like, I think I might still end up fast forwarding through some of that other garbage. And how is it that they always manage? I mean, you got one of the hottest men in daytime in Greg Vaughn.
Yes.
And he always gets saddled with the worst triangles or the worst.
It
just drives me nuts.
I know.
It drives me nuts.
And then,
it's like for 10 months or a year we had to watch him in a frock, and then then he got defrocked by Kristen, which was not nice, which is bad. I mean, that was bad too. I mean, we wanted to see him in bed with somebody, but not her, and not by not being raped. But I don't know. It's like, it's not Greg Vaughn's fault. He does great with whatever they give him.
I know.
It just pisses me off. Like, why can't he just have a hot, steaming, hunk of loving storyline?
Yeah.
I know the torture and conflict and obstacles is all part of it, but it's like, come on.
But it just, this has been dragging on. We know they love each other. Can't tell each other. They, she's, it's just a farce of a marriage with Rex.
Yep.
And just, they're always on the brink of telling their feelings. I know that it's eventually going to happen, but it's
and
just
Rex
taking forever to get there.
Like,
oh,
yes. Rex
they're making
part,
and I don't know, but I like Kyle Lowe. I like him.
Yeah,
I like him
too.
As an actor.
Yeah,
and he's doing what he can with the crap they gave
him.
Right.
Yeah, well, and
he is playing the dumb Rex well.
When he
job
first
and
came back with the story of the baby and all that, I actually really liked him, and it surprised me. I think I'm just annoyed with the whole thing at this point.
Yep.
But,
I liked
him
and Sarah. They did have chemistry at the beginning.
Yeah,
now.
At the beginning, they really did. Have you noticed they haven't mentioned that kid once in the last time? Or very few times.
Oh, yeah. No.
The baby?
They did kind of mention. Yeah, they did kind of mention that baby the other day or something about having a kid.
Yeah.
Well, but it was in the context of him having an affair to have that kid.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly what it is. But then what is it about Sarah that has these three gorgeous, hunky men after her? Like,
I know.
Like, what? Sarah, you're not that.
Xander's like head over heels.
She's like I don't know. I like her, but she's mousy. I don't know. She's not the great beauty. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
How she's playing it.
Cute.
She's playing dumb.
She's cute.
For a doctor, she's dumb.
But so's Rex. So they fit together.
So's Rex. Two dumb doctors.
That's the part that annoys me.
That have no money
pretty,
to buy their own place.
Yep.
They should be living in their own freaking mansion.
But here they are, two doctors, exactly. Oh, we just haven't had time to do that. Well, no, it's really because she doesn't want to move out. But you would think that Rex
No, she doesn't
want to
move out. No.
But you would think Rex
That's how dummy
he is. If Rex was a real man, he'd have had her out of that hot place by now. You know what I mean?
You would think.
Yeah.
No,
yes.
You would think. But, you know, just torture us
but
all
now
longer.
You know. It must be in the genes, and it must be on Roman's side because – No, that's not Roman side. They're not brothers. Never mind. They're not brothers. They're stepbrothers. Yeah, wouldn't
yeah.
be Kate. No.
Yeah.
But then you got Brady, who's just as dumb as Rex. But wait, they're not the brothers. They're not the brothers.
Eric's the only one with a brain.
Eric.
Right.
Yes. You would think it's Rex and Brady that are brothers because they're both stupid when it comes to women.
Yeah.
They're both dumb.
Dumb
and
wrong.
Is, I remember talking to Eric. I mean, yeah. Eric Bartzoff, about that.
Yeah,
about his Brady character. Oh, and he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He knows. He says he gets told that all the time.
Yeah.
Do you really get tired of being dumb all the time? I'm like, dumb, you know. Yeah. And I bet you now Kyle's going to get that. He's going to, and Rex is, he's beating Brady on the dumb scale, really.
Yeah.
Really. Rex, not Cal. So, but, and here's the thing. So they move out of Eric's, and where do they go? Back to
Victor's.
The Syriacus man.
And you would think that there wouldn't be any way in hell. You would think there wouldn't be any way in hell that Rex would want her to be anywhere near Xander. I mean, come on.
Right. Xander is there.
That's
I know.
My old friend David used to say, that's just D-U-M dumb.
Yes. Oh, because she does run into Rex. She does run into Xander when she's there. Yeah. And then, and Rex thinks he can take on Xander. Please. Xander can, squash you like a bug.
As
a
man.
Oh, wow.
It's supposed to be the
I would
smart
like
one.
To squash me like a bug. No, I'm kidding. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Wouldn't we all? Yeah.
Oh, fan self.
Yeah. Xander and Brady in the same room? Whoa, chest? I'm telling you. Jeez. Except they're missing hair. They need hair on the chest. I'm sorry, guys.
but you're forgetting Sonny, too. He's hot.
Sonny's cute. I don't say
Sonny's
hot. Sonny's cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sonny's cute. Yeah. So...
I hearken back to the scenes when for a short time Maggie owned that spa thing, and you had Daniel and all those men, Brady, all of them sitting on the floor shirtless, talking about their women problems, and I was just like dying laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to know these actors were like, this is a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, sorry, I did, but I certainly didn't mind seeing Brady's bare chest at all. I didn't mind that at all.
Oh no.
I've always said he has the best. He has the best, you know, hairless chest in daytime, and Teo has the best hairy chest in daytime. I like that.
Oh yeah.
Like have their have their merits there.
But I mean that Curiosus Mansion. I mean, how many people live there?
Like,
everybody lives
they
there.
They have different wings, but how is it that they're always running into each other? And also, can Eric just stop? I know this was a few weeks ago, but can Eric just stop walking into bedrooms without knocking? I mean, he did that to Xander and Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
And did it with Carrie and Rafe. And all of them are like, can you just not do that, please? Ugh. I'll bet you he cries. I bet Greg Vaughn cracks up when he has to do that.
But
I guess my point is they're all in different wings, and yet they bump into each other in the hall and then, you know, downstairs all the time. So I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, but look who Eric lives with. Rex and Sarah are all over the place with their clothes off. They don't even care about rooms.
Oh, yeah, and that couch, too. I was like, oh, God. I don't know.
That's like that Demira couch.
Oh, the Demira couch, yeah. So, I don't know. So, what else happened? Let's see. Was Sierra and Ben? I don't think they were on this week, were they?
Yeah, no. Sierra got fired.
Were they?
Yeah, Roman fired her.
Was that this week?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and then, oh, I know, Haley is having PTSD or nightmares about she's seeing Claire. And so Tripp goes to Dr. Shaw to get and says he's having problems and he needs sleeping pills. So he gives them to Claire. I mean, he gets them for Haley. But Haley doesn't want JJ to know.
Oh, my God.
I have all that going on. Yeah, so she's leaning on Tripp, so I don't know where all that's going, because we know Tripp's leaving, so, and what, why he's leaving or how he's leaving, I haven't heard. I don't know how that's going to go. He's leaving, and I guess Stephen Nichols will be coming back. I don't know exactly when. Of course, I know Anna DeMiro will be coming back in another week or so.
Yes.
I don't know, this summer, I think this summer is going to be this whole Demira fight, you know, everybody trying to gain control, and
yeah,
that's kind of what's going to be going on there. And I did see in the spoilers where Jack appoints Eli as commissioner.
That's actually a good choice.
Yeah, because he gets rid of him and Eve, I guess, are going to be done. I don't know. I don't know. It was Victor and Maggie on. I can remember something with Maggie.
Maggie was talking to Xander.
Oh, okay. She was kind of still upset with him about the kidnapping, and he was trying to convince her that he kidnapped Ted and Kate to help the. You know, he really was trying to. He was
keep
kind of being
alive.
Undercover for Kira. Yeah, and he was the one really keeping them alive, and he was trying to help them. But Xander's been doing some little playing both sides of the fence is what he's doing. He's been getting
and
himself
he's damn
out
good
of trouble.
At it too.
Yes, he is. Yeah. I don't know. Anybody have anything else? I'm trying to think of any. Sonny and Will, there wasn't too much about them other than with Susan, I guess. Oh,
and Susan hitting on Brady.
Yes, that one. That was, with the towel dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah, Susan hitting on. But it really was Kristen. But
yeah.
And then when the real Susan came on, she's there. She ran into Marlena, was telling Marlena about it, like,
yeah.
Like she couldn't understand why Brady was hitting on, you know, like they're telling.
Yeah.
She couldn't understand, like, oh, and Brady's, because she's denying it, and Brady's going, well, wait a minute, no.
Yeah.
So they are a little, nobody's figuring it out yet, so.
Yeah, you'd think they would, you know.
Yeah. You'd think, you know, they get that close to her, you know, but it's a soap, you know, you just have to, go with it, I guess. It's a soap.
Go with
and
the flow.
I have to laugh, Yeah, I have to laugh. I don't know if some people are just new to soaps or they don't get – but you see in these sites, some people say, this is so stupid. I'm sick of this. You know, well, yeah, it is stupid, but you just got to go with it. It's a soap,
yeah.
You know. They're like literally want it to be – I said, this isn't supposed to be real life. We watch soaps for like – to suspend, you know, to get away from reality.
Yep,
you know,
pretty much.
Those people have way more problems than those, like, yeah. You have to deal with all they have to deal with. So, but. Well, I don't know. Anything else? Anybody hear any other news or day's news or?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. This is the excitement of Tao and Leanne is back, and I will be seeing them. I guess they'll be doing Chosen. So they're doing Edition Days, and that's always fun to watch. So.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can call into that show, too, but I don't know how many callers they really take. But
Cool.
All right. Okay. I can't think of anything else. I think we covered every thing that went on. So thanks again. And
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good night, ladies.
We'll do it next week. All right. Good night.
Okay.
See ya.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.